Author Anthony Schneider's latest novel is a gritty romance thriller set in the world of the mafia in Brooklyn and Sicily. Book critic Joan Baum has this review.
It's cold, still dark early. A time, as the cliche has it, to curl up with a good book, and I've got one for you. If good means almost nonstop reading because you care about the main characters, even if they're not good, and they're not, in Anthony Schneider's new novel, Low Down. They're mafia, but as The Godfather and Tony Soprano proved, complex goodfellas can fascinate. In Lowdown, Schneider delivers an absorbing tale about a guy whose crime family has real-life connections to the Gambinos and John Gotti. Yes, there's violence, but there's also a love story here that's not only believable, but heartwarming. The narrative proceeds as alternating time zone chapters, beginning in 2006 in the present tense, then going back and forth past and present. Cool, reserved 58-year-old Jimmy Pacini is about to be released from federal prison. The story then moves back 25 years to tell why Jimmy was sent away and how he became legendary for adhering to Omerta, the mafia code of silence. Jimmy vaguely remembers how it was for him decades earlier. A walk on a beach, steak dinner, sunlight. What he tries not to think about is Malena Casuta, the beautiful, smart, and sexy wife of a hothead mob lieutenant. Their deep and abiding love affair was a long time ago, when he was a mafia rookie making collections and running errands for the mob in Brooklyn, when Ed Koch was mayor, when the country botched the rescue of American hostages in Iran, when Bruce Springsteen's album The River came out. It was also when young Jimmy, being groomed to be a mafia captain, was told to arrange the murder of a head of a rival crime family. Little did he know that a snitch would finger him, and that he would spend half of his life locked up for not even pulling the trigger. Though Jimmy toys with redemption over revenge, he never was or will be an innocent. He helped expedite what the family did, narcotics and vicious killings, not to mention infiltrating businesses involving banks and credit unions, shell companies, corrupt politicians, complicated covers that leave no money trail. Schneider's achievement is to exploit and romanticize our vicarious attraction to such purveyors of the American dream. Think Jay Gatsby. Of course, we condemn the savagely criminal Cosa Nostra, which means our thing. We say it's not our thing. But Lowdown, which sizzles with insider savvy, suggests that we know that the crime syndicates may still be running much of the country. Something to think about as you zip through to the end of the book and maybe start wondering who will be cast to play Jimmy. I'm Joan Baum.
Joan Baum is an arts critic who lives in Springs, Long Island. She's also the host of the podcast Baum on Books, and you can listen to that on our website, wshu.org.